your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. You may hear someone in the background, and that is my kitty cat Solomon, who is supervising the show today. So, anyway, I hope all of you are well, and I hope you had a good trading week last week. And it is Sunday, November 16, 2025. So let's move forward. First of all, thank you all for writing in your questions. I do appreciate those questions. We're going to go over some of those today. And I'm also going to go over the 10-step program, which I didn't get to in the last show. I apologize about that. But sometimes I get rocking and rolling, and we don't get through the whole list of items to talk about. So, but we are going to do that today. So, my new improved website is looking super cool, and it should be up and running next week. So, I talked to the tech support this morning, and it's just a matter of switching over, you know, switching out the old one and putting in the new one. I don't know how that all works. Don't ask me. I don't care, because that's what I pay them to do. So probably I'm going to say midweek, the new website will be up, and we're going to be rolling along. All right. The other thing is that I mentioned that I was putting together a a workbook, an expanded version of the workbook that Mark and I used to give to our workshop attendees. And the name of that workbook is called The Disciplined Trader Yearly Daily Companion. Now, what that means is that you can keep track of your thoughts and your trading and your self-reflection for 1 year in this paperback book. It's also available in Kindle, but I don't know how you would really write on that. So, I mean, I know you can, but whichever format works for you is great. So it is now available. It's been available for, gosh, 5 whole days. And thanks to all of you that have already bought a copy. I really appreciate that. But please, you know, if you like it, you know, leave a nice review. And if you don't like it, send me an email and tell me what you don't like about it. Okay, so then I can update it or fix it or whatever. All right. So again, that's called The Disciplined Trader Yearly Daily Companion. That's for the Kindle edition. Unfortunately, on the paperback edition, I wrote workbook instead of companion, but just put under, you know, just look it up under Paula T. Webb Books and you'll find it. Okay? All right. So let's get started here. Now, I just did a super cool conference with the International Day Trading Academy in Australia. And I've worked with them several times over the past several years. And they're a really, really great group. And they do have a master class, which I'm going to be giving a presentation for on the 24th. So you might want to check them out. It's idta.com.au. All right. For those of you who live in Australia. So one of the things we talked about in that conference was what makes you a trader, meaning not anybody else, but you. You have to define yourself as a trader. So what makes you a trader? Not a generalized definition. When I say what makes you a trader, I'm talking about you specifically, each one of you listening. So you have to ask yourself, what makes me a trader? How do you define yourself as a trader? Now, we all have definitions we have about ourselves in you know, a lot of areas of our lives. You know, we're fathers, we're mothers, we're parents, we're siblings, we're friends, we're coworkers. You know, we may be mentors, we may be a sponsor in a self-help program. we could, whatever, you know, whatever other roles that you do or perform in your life, you have defined yourself that as that. For instance, I'm a pet parent. I'm a best friend. I'm a good relative to my chosen relatives. I'm an excellent chaplain to the sheriff's department, deputies, and staff. I'm an independent minister providing fellowship and compassion to those who need it, you know, in the middle of the night or whenever. I'm a great author. I'm an excellent trading coach. I'm the best of the best at what I do. And I'm also a pretty good trader. So I know what that means to me. I know who I am. And if anybody ever asks me, you know, to define myself, I could. So when somebody asks you, you know, what makes you a trader, you have to be able to answer that. And if you can't answer that, then, you know, that could be problematic for you. Because if you can't answer it when somebody's just asking you, say, just off the cuff or at a party or something, or one of your relatives says, well, what makes you a traitor? Then if you can't answer that, then you're not a traitor. Then you don't have the mindset of a winner. Now, the reason I bring this up is because you have to define yourself as a traitor. What makes you tick as a traitor? What makes you think that you can take profit out of the market? And you have to be able to answer that, like boom, 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 lickety split. If you and I were sitting in a room together and I asked you that, what would you say to me? What would you say to me? Or could you say anything to me? Now, again, when I bring up these questions and these exercises, this is because this is based on my decades of working with traders who cannot tell me what makes them a trader. It's always, well, I think I'm a trader because. Now, when you say you think you're something, that means you don't believe it. You can equate trading, the mindset of a winning trader, to the same type of automatic mindset you have driving a car. In the beginning, you know, you don't know what you're doing. You hesitate because you don't know the rules of the road or what could happen, different types of weather and all this kind of stuff. But through experience and at least, you know, 1 or 2 years when you first get your license, you learn all these different events that can happen, you know, in the blink of an eye. Today we had, you know, intense rainstorms here in Southern California. And a lot of the roads were flooded. And of course, this was the day that I had errands to run and I was on duty at the sheriff's station. So I'm pretty mindful of not plowing through when it says it's flooded or you know it's flooded up to the almost the top of your wheels, your tires, you know, because you don't want to get your brakes wet. And person after person after person was just flying by me and a lot of them were hydroplaning. And I'm thinking, you know, they're pretty much really idiots. They know better than this. But everybody's in a rush today, I guess. So, but my point being is, so I put on my flashers because I'm driving slow and I want everybody to see that, you know, I don't want them to rear end me. Now, I'm not going 5 miles an hour or anything like that, but the speed limit was 70. I was doing 55 in the slow lane, just like the semi trucks. All right. That's where I was comfortable. And all these people came up right behind me and slammed on their brakes. So they were not good drivers and they weren't paying attention. So my point being is, if you can't define yourself even as a good driver, if you can't define yourself as a trader, then you're going to have an accident, a financial accident, whether it's in a car or with your own trading. Now, on top of that, we have to think, you guys have to understand this. You have to really believe this, folks, that the markets are are made up of pure energy. Pure energy of all the traders across the planet. So if it's made up of pure energy, that means that any negative energy that anybody has on the other side of your trade is going to make the markets move. Okay? This is how the markets stay in motion, folks, because you always have new traders entering the market that just aren't that adept at understanding what it means to trade. And they haven't defined themselves as a trader. Now, opening a trading account, picking your platform, learning how to use it, buying a trading system, and learning how to effectively take those setups from your system, that does not define you as a trader. That's just the logistics of it. And even being a great analyst does not define you as a trader. I've told you folks before, I've known quite a few drop-dead excellent analysts. I mean, just killer analysts. But they couldn't have put on a trade if their life depended on it, because they hadn't defined themselves as a trader. So if the markets are made up of pure energy, then you have to step back and say, what energy do I have every morning entering the markets? What is your energy saying to you? Meaning, are you happy? Are you sad? Are you nervous? Are you angry? Are you hesitant? What energy are you bringing to the table every morning when you decide to trade? Trading is almost like looking in a mirror. You know, we all look in a mirror to make sure our hair looks good, or these for us gals, you know, our makeup's on right. You know, men make sure, you know, their beard's trimmed. When you start trading, everything about yourself that you're unsure of is reflected back to you by your results. So this is why it's really important for you to define yourself, what it means to be a trader. And you're the only one that can do that. I can't do that for you. I can give you ideas, but you have to figure out what makes you a trader. So start thinking about that, and we'll be back shortly. Okay, so before we move on to the next segment, the fantastic producer of my show here, Alan, just reminded me that when you are driving and you splash through a big flooded area, your serpentine belt can pop off your engine. And when the serpentine belt pops off, you're going to lose your water pump, your power steering, and your alternator all at one time, because the serpentine belt couples your engine to all of those components. So you will lose all control of your car. All right. So, and we can make that analogy with trading. If you're going to splash right into trading, not having defined yourself as what you're bringing to the table to take profits out of the market on a consistent basis and keep it, then you're going to lose all control of your money, of your trading account. So it's no different. I mean, you know, driving and trading have to be completely automatic. And yes, it takes time to navigate learning how to drive, and it takes time to navigate how to learn how to trade. And I would hazard to guess that most of you out there think that you're a pretty decent driver. Probably very few of you have been in accidents, or at least, you know, very few accidents. Although I will share with you that Mark was in quite a few number of accidents before I met him. So, but that was long before he was a trader. and the main reason I'm laughing, because it's funny, but I thought I was very upset when he first told me how many accidents he was in. But you got to understand that his father was an executive at Chrysler. And so his father got, I don't know, however many cars he needed for free every year. So, you know, being a teenager, you know, Mark had some of the fastest and coolest Chrysler cars back in, well, you know, he's a lot older than me. I want to say what had to be the 60s and early 70s. And so, of course, you know, him and his buddies would go out rolling along, and they got into quite a few accidents. So nobody ever got hurt, but, you know, they wrecked the cars. And finally, Chrysler went back to his father and said, you don't get any more cars. Your son's out of control. So I'm just telling you a nice story about Mark Douglas. But and again, that was when he was a teenager. Then he grew up. So my point being is, you have to define yourself as a trader, and it has to be who you become. Okay. So the next part of that is, I have a lot of you, not a lot of you, but some of you will challenge me, saying, well, if you're an expert analyst, then that makes you a trader. And that's not the case at all. As I said earlier, I've told you folks before, there's a guy here in California, and I mean, you could have set your clock by how good an analyst he was. I wanted to go into business with him. I wanted to have a partnership with him. And I said, look, you know, you give me the setups and I'll trade it. Because he could not trade for the life of himself. Couldn't do it. I mean, I spent 2 weeks with him, you know, trading with him. And finally, but at the end of the second week, I mean, I really just wanted to shake him and say, what is your problem? So he had analysis paralysis. He's like, well, okay, what about this chart? And what about that chart? 5 minute, 3 minute, 30 minute, 15 minute. Oh, wait, now we got to go back to the 1 minute. And it was finally, I kind of raised my voice to him and said, just put on a darn trade. My goodness. And then, of course, because he was all jumbled, because he was looking at all this other data instead of just doing what his analysis told him to do, of course, all the trades were losers. And, you know, at that point, his wife had divorced him. He didn't have custody of his son. He had to move back in with his mother. And his mother was very wealthy. And all she kept doing was refunding his account. So he really didn't have to learn anything different. So you can be a great analyst, folks, but if you can't put it into action, then that does not make you a trader. That means you are an analyst. And you should go get a job with a brokerage firm or an investment firm or a hedge fund and be an analyst. Which is what I tried to convince this guy to do. And he wouldn't do it. And now he's out there on the internet teaching other people how to trade. Go figure. This is what I'm talking about, folks. He's a really good analyst, but he cannot trade. And he's giving people setups, acting as if he's trading. Now, I know this for a fact because I told him to stop even mentioning my name, because I don't want to be associated with him because he can't trade. And it's sad. It's sad because he could be making $1 million as an analyst. That's how good he is. $1 million a year, minimum. That would be his salary. So for those of you that are really good analysts, if you can't really trade, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in this. Take what talent you have in the markets and turn it into a viable income for yourself. Now, if you want to take that excellent analysis and turn it into becoming a trader, then you have to have self-mastery. And what is self-mastery? Self-mastery is taking and keeping consistent profits all the time, not being a boom and buster. So taking and keeping consistent profits requires thinking like a winning warrior trader. Leading into my next book, which should be out in about a month, The Sacred Path of Warrior Traders. Now, I've talked about this before, folks, and to become a winning warrior at trading, you have to define yourself as a trader. You have to know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you believe, what you're willing to do each and every moment in the markets. That's your armor. That's your warrior armor. And I know we've talked about these analogies before. You have to have armor on every morning before you start trading, or evening, whatever time of the day you trade. You can't just say, okay, well, I got my setups, and I hope I follow my rules, and I hope I don't move my stop, and I hope I can take profit. Well, okay, hoping isn't trading. Hoping is just that. Hoping that something else outside of you is going to take over and manifest profit for you. That's what hoping is as a trader. Now, if you find yourself hoping, you're already toast. Don't trade. Because you have nothing to offer the markets. You have nothing to offer yourself. When you're hoping that you can do this, that means you don't believe in your ability to do it at all. Now, you know, you may disagree with me all you want, but I'm telling you, if you're hoping that you can do this, then you don't believe you can. Now, think about a time where maybe you were in sports, or learned a musical instrument, or, you know, some other workout routine, you know, maybe karate or, you know, MMA or whatever. When you embraced that fully, you accomplished that, didn't you? To the best of your ability. I mean, I know I did. I was in competitive softball in Chicago for 12 years. You know, just adult leagues. But we, as I've mentioned previously, we took the trophy. Finally, we took the trophy because we all had a great coach, which was Mark Douglas at the time. And he told us to believe in ourselves, which, you know, most of us did. Some of the girls didn't. And that's why it took us a couple of years to get the trophy. But we took the county trophy. We took the league trophy. It was a big deal. Because a lot of the other teams had ringers, and we beat them all. It was awesome because we believed in ourselves. We defined ourselves as softball players in each position we were at. I was first base. Linda was shortstop. Judy was second base. And, you know, I can't remember the other girls' names, but anyway, you get the point. We defined ourselves as softball players, and we defined ourselves as a team, and we took the trophy. And it's the same kind of mindset you need to be in as a winning warrior trader. So think about what kind of armor you need to put on every day to become a winning warrior trader. Think about that, and we'll be back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, so before we go further and get into the 10-step program, you know, I am going to talk a little bit about some current events. Now, for those of you that poo-poo everything I say about taking some of your crypto profit out of your account, I'm quite sure my words might have come back to haunt you this week, considering cryptos are down 25%. Now, that's the largest drawdown in quite a while. So you guys can apologize to me anytime you want, okay? I've been telling you guys this for months, okay? So let's think about this for a moment. So let's just say you had Well, let me get my calculator here because, I'm not that good at doing numbers in my head as late in the day. But okay, let's see, 80. Okay, minus. Okay, so let's just say you had $80,000 in crypto in your account. Now they got a drawdown of 25% the other day. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. So now you're down to 60. That's a big hit. Okay. And it doesn't matter if you have 8,000 and you're down to 6,000. 25% is a huge drawdown for cryptos. Now, what do you think is going to happen forward? We don't know. Okay. We never know what's going to happen in the markets. But the more that this AI, everybody's jumping on that bandwagon, of course, that's going to be probably, o overfunded. But in the meantime, cryptos are not it. It's not the it girl right now. All right. So my advice is, again, take out at least 20% of your crypto and put it in a financial institution, a bank. Get it? A bank. Put it into real money. Not a cryptocurrency exchange, because that's still going to be affected by any drawdowns. I don't understand why you guys don't grasp this at all. I really don't. It's just mind-boggling to me. And so basically what I have to think is that you don't care. You don't care if you make money as a crypto trader. So the point I'm getting at here, folks, is when are you going to make the decision to invest in yourself? Because that's what trading is all about. Investing in you. What does that mean to invest in yourself? That means you're going to do whatever it needs to be done to achieve your trading goals. But keep in mind that only you know what goals those are, if you even have any. And for those of you that argue with me about taking out any profit from your trading account, which quite a few of you do, unfortunately, that means you have not made an investment in building your financial future. Every time I make profit at the end of every month, I take out 25% of that profit. It's already gone. It's an automatic withdrawal I set up on my account, which anybody can do on any platform. So, they put it in a separate account and then I move it over to my bank. And that goes right into CDs or money markets or whatever my banker advises me to do. So I don't even count on that 25% that I'm taking out. So, no matter what I'm up, I've already subtracted that 25%. But I'm still leaving 75% in my trading account to grow it. And I don't understand why I have to keep saying this over and over again that you guys just aren't getting. This is money management. This is connecting to your equity. This is connecting you to your trading account. Maybe all of you are so wealthy that you just have disposable income. And maybe that's why you argue with me. And hey, if you do, that's great. That's fantastic. I'm really happy for you. But for those of you that don't have that type of disposable income, you really need to start managing your money. Now, everybody knows what their monthly bills are. Everybody knows what it takes every month to maintain their lifestyle. Well, if you don't, then stop trading. But everybody has, a general number. It could be 2,000, it could be 5,000, it could be 10,000. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But you know what you have to cover every month. Just like me, I know what I have to cover every month. Now, anything above and beyond that is profit. Okay? Clear profit. And so 25% of that profit, I am going to put aside once a month from my trading to grow my equity in my savings or my money market or whatever it is. Okay? Twice a year, I get paid my royalties. And right off the top, 25% of that goes right into a CD. Now, that becomes invisible money to me because I'm not looking at that, because that's my nest egg. That's my investment egg, or whatever, you know, whatever those different accounts, those different vehicles represent. So I've got, you know, a trust for my charities. I've got CDs for anything I might want to buy, you know, that's expensive. Like every 2 years I get a new car, you know, gently used new car, certified car, and whatever else comes up, travel, an unexpected expense. You know, I live in California. You never know what, you know, what kind of insurance they're going to hit you with. So, you know, you have to plan. You have to plan. And, you know, I had talked to another trader earlier this week, has no idea what a business plan for trading is. Said, well, after I make $100,000, then I will put a business plan in place. Then I will earmark a certain percentage of profit after I make $100,000. And in the meantime, he hasn't made one dime. He's refunded his account 10 times just in the last 18 months. He's lost over $100,000. And now, you know, his wife has moved out. So he's fighting creating a business plan to organize his thoughts, organize his money, follow his rules, and at the end of every 3 months, go back and see what he did well, and then see what he might need to improve on. He's fighting against that, saying, well, I've got to make $100,000 first, when he's already lost over that amount. So he's convinced himself, and a lot of traders do, folks, and you're not alone. If any of you out there are doing this, you're not alone, because no one is telling you to do this. You listen to everybody else on the internet, complete strangers, saying you don't need a business plan. You have a trading plan. Yeah, okay. Trading plan is not a business plan. How do you think any business grows their money, grows their revenue? With a plan. With a plan. So, you know, 3 months, for the next 3 months, what's your criteria for trading? You have a trading plan. Okay. So at the end of 3 months, if you haven't made profit, what do you do then? What's your plan? You got to think about this, folks. Come on. We're all adults here. You want to grow your trading account, then you got to understand you need a plan, a business plan. You're going to take out 25% of your profits at the end of every month and put that aside in an actual financial institution. What are you going to earmark that for? A vacation? You know, bigger house, new car, something nice for your wife or your family? Whatever. It doesn't matter what you think you're going to use it for. You have to put down something. So then your brain knows, okay, I'm pointing and clicking my mouse for a certain specific purpose. And this goes back to the conflict that a lot of people have, that we are not really working, creating anything, producing anything as traders. All we're doing is pointing and clicking our mouse or swiping on our machines, our devices, to make money for us. And many people would consider that being very greedy. And this is why so many traders fail, because their families look at them and say, you're not producing anything. You're not contributing to society. All you're doing is just making money for you. That's selfish. I hear this all the time, folks. Now, you may slough it off and think, oh, that doesn't mean anything to me, but it does. It's in your subconscious. And I know it's in your subconscious, because when we talk together, you say, well, you know, my wife says this and my dad says that, but, you know, it doesn't mean anything to me. If it didn't mean anything to you, you wouldn't have mentioned it. It wouldn't be part of your brain. And I'll say this again and again, as Mark Douglas used to say, there is not a thought inside my brain that I don't allow to be there. So when you allow negative comments about your trading from other people or even yourself to be inside your mental environment, then you don't believe in yourself. It's that simple. Now I'm going to give you a quote here from Henry Clews, who wrote the book, How to Make Money on Wall Street. And he wrote, "The most successful people of Wall Street are those who have received severe training, who have had some sledgehammer blows applied to their heads and wallets to temper them. This concept we can apply to the likes of the conversion of iron into steel, like the conversion of dross into silver." Meaning, how many times do you have to get beat up before you're going to change and adopt the mindset of a winning warrior trader? And only you know that. If you don't invest in you and be a real trader, then you're a fake trader, and you will never realize your financial goals. So decide who you want to be. When I say decide who you want to be, this is a choice that every single trader has to make. Do you want to be a boom and buster? Do you want to be a trader who never really makes it? Only you can decide. We'll be right back. Okay, folks. So getting to this 10-step program. This is something that I developed quite a few years ago to help traders understand that, because a lot of traders that I work with have gone through a 10 or 12 step program, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, God bless them that they decided that's what they needed to figure out what they needed to do and get healthy. So you can be physically healthy, but you also have to be financially healthy to win at trading. So this is just a set of 10 steps. And if you want more elaboration on that, you can always contact me through my website, paulatweb.com. Give me a call, 760-636-4290. And, you know, we can go over them. And you can also inquire about it through the introductory call, which you can schedule also through my website. All right. So we're going to start with number one. I acknowledge that my current trading results are not what I envisioned they would be. Now, this is a statement of acceptance. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to acknowledge that if they're not what, you know, if your results aren't what you wanted them to be, then just acknowledge it, because that opens the door to opportunity. Not beating yourself up, just accepting they're just not where you want to be right now. And that changes the whole dynamic, the whole energy in your brain to, okay, all right, well, we're going to do something different now. And that's what you need to do. Number two, I now believe that it is okay to ask for assistance to create my trading wealth and financial security from God. Now, no matter what faith you belong to, or even if you say you don't have any faith, there is a higher power at work here, folks. Mark Douglas believed that. He taught it. I taught it. I teach it. And there is a higher power that will facilitate you, help you, to bring about the type of trading wealth you want, if you believe it. Number three, I am keeping a daily workbook or journal of some kind of my true intent to create trading wealth. Now, this could be similar to mine that I mentioned earlier, the Disciplined Trader Yearly Daily Companion Workbook, or it could just be on a pad of paper. But you have to keep track of your intent to know where you're headed, how much you've accomplished. Number four, I understand that I have done nothing wrong not to have achieved certain goals as a trader yet, because where I am at currently is a good thing and will only improve from this day forward with my trading. Now, I've said this many times, and traders come back and say, well, I didn't follow my rules. Okay, well, that's done. That's over. All right, we know that. You know that, and you shared that with me. If you could have done better, you would have in those moments. So just let it go and do better in the future. Number five, I no longer fault anyone in my life for saying anything negative or limiting to me about my trading or trading in general. I ignore their comments because they no longer have any power over me. When you listen to anybody else say anything negative about trading or you being a trader, then that means you don't believe in yourself. So stop listening. It's that simple. Number six, I understand that this is an ongoing journey to break through the glass ceiling of limited trading wealth. We're the ones that limit ourselves. And this is what keeping a workbook is about, so you can see where you are limiting yourself. Number seven, I agree to improve my conscious connection with my thoughts and actions to follow through on my intent to create sustained trading wealth. Keeping that workbook, folks, writing it down. You're going to be able to sustain your profit taking much easier. Number eight, I believe that there are three main components in creating my own concept of trading wealth: the written, the spoken, and the visualizing. You write down what your intent is, you say it out loud, and then you visualize it through meditation or prayer. Number nine, I understand that my three amigos have to be in alignment to accomplish my trading wealth: body, mind, and spirit. It's real simple. Number 10, I am now 100% ready to update my limiting thoughts and actions by listening to God, the source of all trading wealth. God is there waiting for you to provide you the wealth you desire. He's not asking anything from you except to believe in Him and to believe that He hears you. As I've said previously, if it wasn't for my strength in my belief in God and Him being there to take care of me, I would not be here today. After losing everything after Mark died, I would not be here today without believing in God. He was there for me every single day till I got back on my feet, and He directed me with every question that I asked Him. Every question that I asked, He answered, and I wrote down His answers. So I could go back to it, say, okay, I'm stuck again. Wait, what did God tell me to do? So, you know, these are messages we get, and we may get it from anywhere, any place, any time, anyone, in any mechanism. But you'll know that it's an answer from God. Okay? You'll know. So you have to be open to that. Mark Douglas was very open to it. A lot of people say, oh, you're taking this too far. You can never take it too far when you listen to God. You know, our Heavenly Father loves us. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you've you think you haven't been a great person. I've told you before, you know, I've yelled at people. I've been mean to people verbally. You know, it's just part of life. God loves you no matter what, and he wants you to succeed. So start listening to him. He's there for you. I promise you he is. This is Dr. Paula signing off for another week. I wish you the best trading prosperity coming up, and we will talk to you again in 7 days. So take care and God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.